Mr. Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Mr. Richardson was born 8-9-59. He's a 66-year-old gentleman who's currently in hospice with history of COPD. His other comorbidities includes hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and cardiomyopathy, period. His cardiologist told him that he has 6 months to live without a heart transplant, and he has not been too crazy about having a heart transplant, in quotation, period. Currently, he has a PPS score of 40%. He's quite weak, quite debilitated. He has accidents as far as urinary incontinence is concerned, but most of the time he's able to get to the bathroom. He lives with a woman, a significant other, who helps him with his ADL, period. He also has shortness of breath at rest, shortness of breath with activity, and does not like to wear his oxygen, period. Patient, as far as the CHF is concerned, he belongs in the New York Heart Association Class 3 with shortness of breath at rest. Shortness of breath mainly with any type of activity, period. Okay, go back to the top and put patient currently in hospice with chronic systolic congestive heart failure, and then put down other comorbidities includes hypertension, atrial fibrillation, cardiomyopathy, and COPD. His appetite has been diminished. He has not been eating very much lately. His MAC has dropped. Initially, his MAC remains the same at 24 centimeter, period. His blood pressure is elevated at 185 over 101, period. His current medication includes aldactone, 25 milligram, amilodipine, 10 milligram, Coreg, 25 milligram, trazodone, 100 milligram for sleep, lisinopril 20 milligram, gabapentin 800 milligram 3 times a day, his EF is not known to me at this time. His records aren't available for review. He states that he's not sleeping very much. The trazodone is not helping his sleep, and he's having increased pain, period. Patient's ultrasound is stable. Today at 95% in room air, period. His oxygen saturation does drop to 90 or so with any type of activity level. He has a prosthesis in his left side due to a job accident some time ago, period. He, with any activity, he starts using his accessory muscles. He has bouts of confusion, his caregiver tells me. He spends most of the day sitting in a chair or in his bed. He also has a history of right-sided weakness related to a CVA in the past. He's at a high risk of fall. His forgetfulness is multifactorial, most likely related to his cardiomyopathy. He must watch his eating, especially his food intake, because any kind of increased salt causes him to go into congestive heart failure. He's eating about 50% of his meals at this time. He has a 1+ edema currently. Right neck is at 24 centimeter at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let me see if I want to say anything else about him. 1 second. Yes, sir. Would you like to do that? That sounds great. Yes, sir, for sure. That's it for now. Thank you.